watching their old team and then watching, you know, the Titans we're going to go play, try to see their personnel and whatnot. So it just gets you more back into a rhythm of a normal game week, which is more enjoyable for us instead of doing installs that we all know as veterans and going against our guys all the time.
We probably think of you, you know, giving young wide receivers tips on route running, things like that. Do you have to kind of teach them how to learn an opponent?
Probably throughout. I mean, they studied film and did everything in college, so they probably have a good idea. But there's little things that we'll talk about in our meeting rooms and, you know, tendencies that teams do and what they might give away for certain coverages. So it's stuff that it's a learning curve to all of it. Some guys are farther along than others, and you just got to feel that out and see where they're at.
Coach McCarthy said yesterday that Aaron is a big reason why your practice tempo is so high, is what it is. How big an impact does he have on how practices are run?
I think it's him and our offensive line. They obviously control everything. The sooner he gets to play, he gets it in, you know, we'll find out what it is. If it takes a while to get to him and him to relay, then, you know, we can only go as fast as the play is. So, and he's able to get us into checks or let the good play roll and, you know, try not to get into the perfect play, just make sure we're in a good play. So I think the offensive line has done a great job, especially in our no-huddle periods, of getting up on the line of scrimmage and getting set so we can see the defense and get going.
Have you seen a market improvement there? I mean, that was one of the big buzzwords last year, was more plays hurrying up. Have you seen just a overall improvement?
It is. And I think yesterday, I think we had a really good tempo in the no huddle. Today we did it in 7-on-7, so it wasn't, you know, it's a little more difficult to tell, but that's what we want. We didn't get as many shots as possible. I think I've said for years now that we get better as the more plays we get. We need that first down, then we get rolling a little bit, and that's, you know, when our offense gets to its best.
I asked some of the defensive guys in the one-on-one drills, especially at family night, it seemed like there were a lot of flags out there. What's the offensive point of view on that?
Hey, it was about time. So they're learning. They're trying to change some things. We'll see how it goes throughout the preseason games. But I'll be shocked if there's that many flags coming into the season, because it will not be an entertaining game. That's coming from a receiver who, you know, would like as many PIs as possible. So, but it'll really screw up the flow of the game. So I think they'll really emphasize it in preseason and then kind of move on from there.
It's a drastic difference between what you're telling us and what Tremont Williams is telling us.
Oh yeah, I mean it goes both ways. And I was on some of the calls. I was on their side too. I mean there's no way they can call it, because they're saying now if they just even touch us, they don't even have to grab. They just touch us. You know, I mean you can't do that. I mean, so I think they'll try to do it in the preseason and try to get everyone to back off, but I think come regular season, it'll be the same old football.